I'm Neve. A couple years ago, I fell in love online. Turns out my crush wasn't who I thought she was. I thought I fell in love with Megan, but Megan was really Angela. I was heartbroken. But the weirdest part of it all, Angela and I actually became friends. Not only that, my brother and his filmmaking partner shot the whole thing and turned it into a documentary that was a pretty big hit. Suddenly, my inbox was exploding with emails. When I saw your movie, Catfish, I couldn't believe the similarities. It felt like everyone on the internet wanted to tell me about their bizarre online romance.
I could just pursue every single one of these leads, and we should make a show of it.
So that's what we decided to do. I'm hitting the road with my filmmaker buddy Max and a crew from MTV to help people meet their online loves for the first time.
Okay, I think this is it. It's go time right now.
Go time.
All right.
Is the person they've fallen for telling the truth?
Maybe she's like some super sexy farmer's daughter.
Or hiding behind lies?
I don't know, I just want a whole cry.
Will they find love?
Guys.
Or heartache?
Definitely did not see this coming.
I don't know what to say right now.
No matter what happens, we're here to help solve the mystery.
I cannot believe it's you!
Hopefully find the light at the end of the tunnel, if it's, you know, happy or not.
What are you blathering?
I don't know. Catfish the movie was my story. Catfish the TV show is yours.
Hello,
hello,
everyone. Total Request Podcast. Here we are.
We are. I have some big news for you, Amanda.
I have
so
a lot of. I have some big news for you too. We haven't spoken in like 3 hours, and I have so much to tell you already.
I do too. We just talked about birth control right before this. That was a really thrilling conversation.
Yeah, we did.
We just dove right into each other's uteruses. We're like, and we're in.
We did. Well, because I'm spotting right now, so I'm like all fucked up, and I like took an hour nap right before. I just need to like say that I took an hour nap right before we started recording, which. Fucks you up. An hour nap is no.
You either have to have
good.
Like 20 minutes or 6 hours. There's
six
no
hours.
In between.
I'm like fucked up right now. I feel like dehydrated. Like, you know, like
yes.
You wake up from an hour nap and you're just like, ugh.
I think you need to have a glass of water and then do some drugs in front of
I'm
me.
I ran out and that guy's ghosting. Well, he's not really ghosting me. I'm kind of more ghosting. I think that he's waiting for we're trying to call each other's bluff.
Right. You gotta play cool.
But I wasn't, cool. like, really that into it, so, like...
Okay. Well, you're going to be really into this. Guess who...
I can't wait.
...pooped twice today already?
Jody.
Okay,
in
you just
next,
you
like...
just did, like, the Molly Shannon hands in your armpits, like, motion.
No, that's so exciting for me, because, like, last night, while I smoked my last bowl of that marijuana... I forgot I bought it. I woke up this morning and it's like, your package is on its way from Amazon. I'm like, what did I buy? And I bought a Squatty Potty bamboo.
You did it.
Full bamboo. It's like $40 I spent. I was like, what was I doing last night?
Now, did you get the bamboo for aesthetics or for durability?
Yeah, I think I just wanted, no, because like I want my house to look fucking bougie as fuck.
Yeah.
So I got a bamboo Squatty Potty. I can't fucking wait. I'm going to be pooping. I already pooped so good, but.
Give us
you
updates
know,
on
I'll,
it.
I'm going to text you while I'm having my first Squatty Potty poop.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing a little cleanse sort of thing. So it's just cleaning out probably years of my anxiety just tensed up shit. Like,
there's like an urban legend that, see, I'm so like fucked up right now. I can't think of it. Who's like the singer that sang Three Little Birds?
Oh, Bob Marley.
I think that there's an urban legend. Maybe it wasn't him. I feel like it's another like
dreadlocks
someone
had like
guy.
7 years of poop backed up or something.
It wasn't
to
Bob Marley though. But yeah, I feel like that would never happen to me. I feel like they would go into my intestines and they'd be like, this bitch is clean.
Well, I thought when you died, you just poop everything out.
You do poop.
See, that's
you
why
always
I cannot be found dead, because that would be the most horrible way to be found in your own poop. I mean, you come into this world for some humans in your own mother's poop, and I guess you go out.
Do they poop? Do babies poop when they come out?
No, a lot of moms when they're, or women when they're pooping, women when they're giving birth, poop on the table.
Let me ask this. This is such an ignorant question.
I did not, because my vagina is just like wide open. My kids just flew out really quickly.
No, but like when a baby's inside you, it doesn't poop. It just like doesn't poop.
No, it goes because it's swallowing all that amniotic fluid, and I think it just kind of mixes all together in the fluid.
So a baby never poops inside you?
No, I think it does, but it gets... But it doesn't come out as, like, poop, because they're not breathing oxygen and, like, the same food.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, it's all, like,
their first poop,
biology stuff.
Their first poop when they poop is, like, black tar. Like, really... Thick,
hangover
nasty.
Black. South Park has an episode where like Cartman wants to like draw. He offers a service to draw poop on somebody's wall if they want like a to get back at somebody, and he brings out a flip book of like different like poo colors, like a paint tablet.
Oh my god!
And they decide on Hangover Black, which I think is such a perfect fucking
Hangover Black.
Hangover Black. Like, you're hungover, your poop's gonna be real black.
Really?
I don't know.
I've been hungover quite a few times in my life, and I've never realized that.
When I'm hungover, I just, like, do you poop a lot?
I've never thought about it.
It's like diarrhea. All right. Have we discussed, have we mentioned that
the
this
diarrhea
is
that's on MTV?
Podcast? I have some stuff to tell you, because, you don't have to say yes, because it just came out this morning. Did you listen to me and Nick's Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour this morning? Because it was the best episode we've
ever
released.
I'm halfway through and I had to stop.
It's good, right?
It's really good.
Yeah, like, we're, like, really, like, fucking in sync.
Well, you know where I actually stopped was when you were talking about the fanny packs, and then I went to go search to find a new fanny pack for myself, and then I started texting you photos from... Sojourner.
I didn't get any pictures.
I sent you screenshots. Are you?
No. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was like,
okay. I had a heart attack because I'm like, oh fuck, who did I just?
No,
send
that's
this?
Like that's like when I was sleeping. You're gonna get. Oh, Jody wants to get a American flag backpack to be just like Cole.
It's like Cole would be squealing like, oh my god. And Sojourner bags also sells.
Nipple covers, yes. Yes, she messaged me. Like, literally, Jody, as you were texting me that, I was reading a message from her, and she's like, I just heard your shout out. That's so awesome. She's like, anything you need, we also sell nipple covers. And I was like, I love that you just, like...
Do you like the rainbow skull and crossbones one, or are you more of the X-shaped ones that say... Fuck me on them.
Yeah, I don't need nipple covers because I got real good tits, so I don't need nipple covers.
I would need... Okay, so let's say we're looking at that circle-shaped rainbow one. I would need that like a 2X. If you have big boobs, like I don't have little bitty penny-sized nipples.
Well, mine changes.
I don't have gigantic
changes.
Ones either, but...
If I'm warm, my nipples can be like real big, but then if I'm cold, they get real tiny. Also, my right boob is like a C, and my left boob.
Oh,
or no, wait.
Right.
My left boob is a C, and my right boob is an A.
Did you know that when you're pregnant, another reason not to get pregnant, you know, your nipples go really big and dark.
Yeah,
it gets pretty ugly,
I've
nasty.
Heard. I you don't need to give me any reasons. I mean,
it gets
Jesus
all
Christ.
National Geographic. It's a lot.
Do you remember like that National Geographic? Jesus Christ, I sound like drunk right now. National Geographic used to be like the porn of like my sixth grade life. Like that's all you had. That's all we had. We didn't have like online porn.
I have a cocktail book that sits out all the time. I figured that's how my kids are going to get their sex ed.
A cocktail book?
They're sure as shit not going to get it from me. What? Whatever. Coffee table book. Whatever.
Oh, coffee table book.
Whatever. Gotcha. You can tell where I put my cocktails down.
Coffee and cocktail are very different to me.
Well, I look at it while I'm drinking a cocktail so I can learn about the wonderful world of the human body.
Sure. All right. So I also need to tell you that you're going to hear it when you get to this part on Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour, but Jody, you have made me so re-obsessed with this movie. I have watched The Pirates of Penzance. I swear on my life, I swear on Walter's life, I've watched it 4 times since I last talked to you. I have watched it.
It is so long.
No. Stop. It's good. It moves. That movie moves. Like my bowel movements are going to move when I get my squatty potty.
Did we talk about this on your podcast? Oh, okay. Long story short, in case you didn't listen to it, I divulge one of my deepest, darkest secrets that I had a solo performance in my 8th grade. Pirates of Penzance. It's not a musical. It is an operetta.
I have a lot of questions about that. Yeah, it's an operetta. Les Mis is also an operetta. I've been kind of like thinking about
that. How do you even put
those
two in the same category?
It kind of just means that it's sung through, but it's completely sung through, but it's like, it's a light opera. Oh, God, I don't know. It's like...
Okay, well, I had the amazing role that was given to me that I had to try.
It is an amazing role. Don't you make fun of that role.
I was,
because in my 4 viewings of this, I've decided that that's my favorite fucking section. That's like, it comes in at about half hour in, 45 minutes in, and it like it reignites the show.
Thank
it's like
you.
Here's, you're welcome.
Thank you. I was the sergeant of police. Yes.
Can you sing a little bit for us? When the foreman bears the steel, turin, tura, turin, tura.
That was my... You keep singing my backup singer's parts. They had
no,
batons,
but you
they
sing
went,
it.
Tura, tura. Okay.
So you don't sing the turin, tura. All right, go ahead.
I didn't prepare. I didn't warm up.
Sing your favorite part. It's okay.
When a felon's not engaged in his employment.
His employment.
Na, 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 na. Oh, God, I can remember it.
I don't know that one either. I know the turin, tura song much
tura,
better.
Tura, tura, tura. And I don't
uncomfortable feel.
Pretty much 3/4 of the song is tara tara tara.
Taren tara taren tara taren tara taren tara taren tara
tara
tara tara.
Yes. And I had to look up the name of the dance move that, and by the way, I came up with my own choreography. It is the Charleston Bee's Knees.
Yeah, bee's knees.
And
sure,
then I
for
did,
sure.
Okay,
that
hold
fits.
On. I'm gonna stand up and do this for you. I have to take my headphones off. You can describe
okay,
the movement.
I'm
gonna
watch. I mean.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
All right, Jody.
Knock somebody over.
Off the cuff. She's wearing jean shorts. That's just.
I don't have much movement
what is
in here.
That?
It's like my arms are going forward back and my legs are going forward back.
Yeah,
like I'm
I know.
Like
that's
almost
good.
Like you're
that
drowning
really
in a pool, and that's the motion that you do.
I should know the name of that move, but I was stoned through all of college and all of my dance classes. But
maybe my teacher saw something in me. Like, I am the comedic break in the very dramatic operetta that everyone needs. I bring joy.
No, that's the best role. I honestly think that's like when the policemen enter, you're like, yes! Like, everyone loves the policemen. The guy in the movie... I have some trivia here. And this is going to come out after I'm going to also tell Nick Kachanov this and, like, ruin his day. You know the movie. You have seen
yes.
it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I had to study it. Hello? Like,
that's
I take my parts just casually. No, I took my role very seriously.
No, that's right. I feel like most, like, high school, like, teachers, like, will tell you to, like, not watch the movie. But, like, whenever I was in the show, I would always watch the movie. And I'd be like, I'll just copy that. And the less work for me. The guy that played that role, Tony Azito, he died, like, soon after that from HIV/AIDS.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm, like, doing this for him now.
No, like, he's fucking incredible. Like, that guy is, like, a masterclass in body, like, just, like, the things he can do with his body. Like, it's insane. It's...
So my life's work has really been to honor his legacy.
Honor Tony Azito, St. James the Apostle School
in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, 1993.
I mean, it's all been leading up to this, yeah. So keep preaching it, Jody.
I think really
he's
we
fucking
should
incredible.
Do like a Bohemian Rhapsody version.
Do you
of
feel like
Pirates
you,
of Penzance with what's his name?
Tony Azito,
Tony
but he's the, yeah, and Kevin Klein is the fucking Pirate King, and he's rocking it.
Yeah.
I've just been watching it so much. Also, here, let me tell you a true crime. This is, like, so... I don't know how this is not a more famous story. The guy that plays the... I am the very model
yes.
of the model major general.
I
do you know what happened
major,
to him?
No.
Fucking... grab up your stockings, because this is going to fucking blow your socks off. He was, like, everyone loved him. Like, he was, like, a huge Broadway guy, obviously. He was also gay. I don't know if the gayness had anything to do with anything, but he was gay. I just like hearing that people were gay back then, because they weren't allowed to say it. But he, adopted some, Dominican young boy, 14 years old or something like that.
Oh, no.
Might not be Dominican, but he, adopted some child.
Might not have been gay. Might not have been Dominican.
I'm already slandering him all over the place. No. But he adopted some kid. He, met some kid and adopted him, took him under his wing. Mm-hmm. He signed his will over to this kid. I'm going to give you my whole estate. And then the kid and, the kid's uncle and, some other guy, fucking murdered him. That guy.
Did they end up getting the money, or did they?
They are off. None of them went to jail because of some kind of mishandling of evidence or something.
I think this is where we step in. I think, like I said, this is all coming together in the universe's timing.
As I'm watching this movie, I'm like, I need to know everything about all these people, and I'm like, the policeman is dead. Fucking George Rose is dead. Fucking everyone's dead.
Wait, take all of the pieces that we've learned about each other. We use a barbershop quartet to cause a diversion. Then you and I come in.
Very Gilbert and Sullivan. Barbershop quartets are very Gilbert and Sullivan-esque.
Then you start singing a little Linda Ronstadt. Oh, my dad's favorite song.
Poor wandering one.
Oh,
that one?
No, I wanted that.
Or do you want
an
actual?
No, I'm talking about, what was that song that she, it was a different drum or something? I believe in a different drum. Oh, wait. I ain't saying you ain't pretty. Oh, no, 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 no. Any person, place, or thing.
I've literally never heard what you're singing. Although now I'm going to listen to it next week and be like, oh, she's singing.
It's a song that will never get out of your head.
My favorite is I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved?
Oh, that was really good. Yes, I know that song. That was really good.
You do know
that song,
I know it was good
because you put your hand up in, this motion that was like you were feeling it.
I was very Mariah American carrying Idol. It.
Yeah.
Okay. What time is it here? We've been talking for 17 minutes.
Have we even said what show we're doing?
We're doing... Speaking of
mistreated in love.
Sorry, guys.
This is what happens when we don't talk for a day.
We did talk today, though. Let's just get into this episode of fucking Catfish. First on Catfish. Anyway, everyone go watch Pirates of Penzance. You will not be disappointed. It's fucking incredible.
We'll take a vote. You'll be disappointed.
You're wrong. Let's discuss first the sexual harassment charges against Neve that happened last year from Aisha Morgan. Did you watch the YouTube video of her talking about it? Because I did, and I can tell you about it.
No, tell me about it. It's somewhere in my ether.
Okay. So Neve got, this is where it's this weird thing where Neve's kind of in this Aziz Ansari kind of space where it's
I think he's so phony. I never liked Neve.
Neve? Oh, I like Aziz Ansari 1,000 times more than I like Neve. I fucking hate Neve.
Well, you're oh, he's so nice. He's so kooky and so sincere.
No,
and
he's
him and Max,
not.
I'm like, no. They're...
Neve is always mugging to the camera.
Oh my God. When he comes in, he's upside down. He's like, is it recording? What? And then they do slow motion going up the escalator at the airport. That stupid shit where it's like, stop.
He's annoying as fuck. He's just, he loves himself too much. Pretend to have a little bit of shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Aisha Morgan, it's this girl who was on some episode, which I've definitely seen, but she is a lesbian, which doesn't really, it kind of contributes to the story. They were doing an episode where she was going to meet a girl that she met online. I have no idea what happened, but apparently, like, if you watch the video of her talking about it, I believe her. I just feel like I couldn't talk this easily about something that I was making up. Like, she really goes into a lot of details, but it's not really horrible sexual harassment. It's more like Niamh being like, hey, can I come to your room and talk to you? And then he's like, oh, you're really pretty. Like, let me, like, just stuff like that. Just, like, creepy stuff, but, like, not, like, stuff that she probably... I'm not on anyone's side. I'm not on his side. I'm on her side.
Yeah, but I'm just
like, it's stuff that, like, she could have been like, get out of my room, and he probably would have left. But as women, we're taught to be polite all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, polite. Oh, if you can just leave, I'm just really tired.
Yeah.
Also, like, some female producer also apparently harassed the same girl. Like, she came in and I think they did mess around, but she, like, said that they gave her Quaaludes.
I kind of remember this. Yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that. But then it came out. Well, it didn't come out, but, like, it got investigated and Niamh got cleared of the whole thing, which kind of made me pissed for this girl because she,
well,
like, came out.
Or it could be,
and,
like, a Kevin Spacey thing where they just get paid off. And because they get paid off, the prosecution has nowhere to go with it.
Okay, sure, but, like, Niamh still has a career. Kevin Spacey does not have a career.
Right.
Like,
well,
Niamh
he may
is still
after
doing...
now that he's been cleared.
I don't know about that, though. I think Kevin Spacey really...
He always creeped me out, by the way.
Yeah, I think Kevin Spacey is, like, the kind of guy that's such a smug asshole that people were almost waiting for a reason to hate him.
Yeah, there you go. That's true.
That's how I was. So,
this was after Niamh got married. And had a kid, right?
Oh my god, that wife! The show is unwatchable nowadays. Now that there's like a segment with his wife
there
every
is?
Week.
Ooh, I haven't watched it lately.
Yes, and she's awful. She's like she'll
isn't
he'll
she
just,
like one of those like waify Instagram people that are.
She's tiny and she has very. She looks like a bug. He'll like call her every episode and be like, hey, so this is what's happening. And she'll be like, okay, well, when you go, just make sure you're like really nice.
Oh,
and like,
God.
You know, like, and I'm like, oh my God, nobody needs your opinion. Anyway. I really don't watch the show anymore.
And I don't like Max any better either.
This is what I was going to say. So who's going to get it for you? Max or Niamh?
Because
for me, it's Max.
If I had to. If I had
Niamh
to, it'd
has
be
a
Max.
Bigger penis. Niamh has a bigger penis.
You know how much
though?
Hair is involved on Niamh?
I don't mind hair, though. I think that's kind of hot.
Body?
Back
hair? Body hair?
I don't think he has back hair.
Yes, he does. I swear to God, there was either an episode of Catfish or the documentary where it showed the extent of the density
All
of
right.
hair.
I think Max could give me, like nice sex. Niamh could give me, like, porno sex. Which is what I'm looking for these days. So
Niamh would subtly fat shame.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so would Max, though, I think.
Mm.
I think Max, like, is like, oh, I have gray hair. So, like,
ugh.
I'm
down
I'm
to
unthreatening.
Earth. Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Yeah.
If I had to, Max. Yeah.
Okay. They're both married, though. Max is married to, like, some, like, a woman with, like, who doesn't speak English, though, which I find... Cool. And, like, now he speaks her language. Like, I don't know. I don't know what this
oh,
is.
Oh, he's so cultured.
Let's talk about Catfish the movie. So, have you seen Catfish
yes.
the movie? Like,
oh,
let's
yeah.
talk about the sensation that is Catfish.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I watched it before it became the big thing. It was just some documentary that was on, or I was like, oh, what
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, that's what it was back then.
Yeah.
You know, before the show.
Oh, for sure, before the show. But I feel like I had no one to talk to when it came out. Maybe... I just wasn't on the internet or Facebook
sure.
or whatever.
We hadn't met yet. Yeah.
But I remember my mind being blown and also thinking, something about this doesn't seem right, that they're just all friends at the end. And then after getting to know these two via the show, I was like, oh, so it was totally fake.
Guess who I watched this documentary with for the very first time?
Nick?
Yes. During the Music Man, we watched it together for the first time.
Oh my God.
It's cute. Like, it's a good documentary. People say that it's fake now
it's
because
so
they're
fake.
I kind of don't. I don't believe it. I don't want to believe it. I want to believe
so
it's
fake.
Real.
When all of a sudden he's on the computer and he gets the message from the girl, And whoever it is, the other friend on the side's like, oh, wait, Angela. I'm going to Google the song and see if I can find it. And then it happens to be the same one.
I believe all of that, though. Okay, the part where Niamh is in the hotel room and he's laying in bed and he's, like, reading them. He's, like, reading them the sex texts. Yes, he has his Invisaligns in, but he's reading them, like, the sex that he was sending the girl. He's not that good of an actor to pull that off. Like, he is so embarrassed. Like, he's, like, reading the sex.
Okay, but then at this point when they found out, how do you find that out and then go to this woman's house and be like, oh, we're just going to hang out. He was such a nice guy, and she was so lovely. It was just weird.
It's so weird, though, because, like, they get there, and then, like, a whole other you get there, and it's this fake woman, and you can't yell at her, though, because she's, like,
taking care of
like disabled twins who aren't hers. They aren't even her children. It's complex.
Gee, I wonder if they've reached back out to her and thanked her for their stardom and helped her out in her life.
Highly doubt it. I've gone to her website and it's like not really active. Cause she's a painter and she's actually a pretty good painter. So the first season of Catfish comes out.
I would have sex with Max if he said he was going to give this woman a bunch of money.
All right. Would you have sex with Niamh if he said he was going to give the woman a bunch of money? You wouldn't have sex
I would do it for her.
Okay.
I have a good heart. Angela. I'm not a monster.
Yeah, but she is also a catfish and a, like, sociopath, like,
it's like that documentary, Pathological Tall, Hot, Liar. Blonde.
Oh my god, that's a crazy, of
yes,
course.
Yes, it is. That's another good one.
Yeah, it's hard. Okay, so, like, this whole situation is very difficult for me because, like, as we've said before, I've been catfish for literally the past 2 years. Every day I'll wake up and, like, I'll have dreams about it, or just, like, it'll be, like, 12:30 in the afternoon. And I'll remember, like, oh, that happened. And that happened because he was cheating on me. Like, it's just, things just popping in my head every day. Every second of that relationship was him catfishing me. If I asked him what he had for lunch, his answer would be a lie. He would send me a picture of, like, a Google image of lunch. Where it's like, I'm coming from this side of it where I'm like, why are you lying?
Yeah.
And so I feel like Angela's kind of like that. She's like pathological liar.
Yeah,
it's a mental illness where you lie about things you don't need to lie about.
Right.
And you don't realize how much is damaging the person. Like, Jody, like, today at, like, 10 a.m., I, like, remembered something that happened, and I was like, oh, that was because he was cheating on me. Ugh. He cheated on me every day for 2 years.
I told you, I know someone who knows someone who might be in a gang in a different state, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, I could.
Something could accidentally happen.
Listen, if it really got down to it, I could just get Chris to go fucking off him.
Yes. Yeah. Can I watch?
He would.
Wait, is this the one that knows how to clean up dead body stuff?
Yeah, he's the dead body one, the one who threw the lizard out.
That's perfect.
And he would. Chris is the one that I've called every single time something, like, really horrible happened with my most recent ex. I would call Chris, and he'd be like, you're okay? You're okay? This is what's happening. He's an asshole.
He's the one that knows all about drugs, right?
He knows all about drugs. He knows all about cleaning up dead bodies. He knows all about gangs.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Murder. Yes. So, anyway, so I'll be coming at this from, like, that angle. Maybe you'll be coming at it from a more sympathetic angle, though.
Okay, I just thought of something else I want to talk about, but we need to talk about catfish.
Okay, well, now what is it? Just saying.
Okay, well, really quickly, I looked up some cruises that would depart New York City.
I've looked up some, too, on Groupon, because now I'm, like, a Groupon girl.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I looked some up, and there's a Carnival cruise, which, you know, is going to be good.
Like, we're going to get diarrhea, but fine. I always have diarrhea. Like, a couple pounds there. Yeah, exactly.
There is an upgrade to an ocean view room, so we would have a window. It looks like it.
I don't give a fuck.
Starting
about
at $4.99, departs New York. Then we have a fun day at sea. Then we go to Bermuda.
Is it unlimited drinks?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But can I tell you how excited I am for you to have come to your revelation? You got to go listen to Squirrel
that
Friends.
I'm not. Yeah, it's, that I'm not actually. done at all.
I know that sounds really selfish, but
I was lying about the whole thing. No, but yes, 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 yes.
Then day four would be a fun day at sea. Day five, back to New York. But guess what? I'm going to hold up this photo. Two big things that are on board this ship that I think will speak to you.
Latrice just ran it. Guy Fieri?
Yep, there's a Guy Fieri restaurant.
And Seuss at Sea? Is that what you want me to
say? Yeah. Weren't you in Seussical the Musical?
I was. You could walk in that kangaroo. Place
and shut it down.
You can't run away from a sour kangaroo.
Just smack some kid in the head. Move. I'm in. Coming in. You could just steal the show.
I had a puppet. When you're the sour kangaroo, you have to have a puppet. Because it's like the mini, it's like the junior kangaroo.
Instead of a puppet, would you just use like one of the little towel figurines that they leave on the bed?
I think I would just slap a kid in the face. I like that. I like that. Let's go back to that.
No questions after the show? Really? Is that you doing on board? Fun day at sea, my ass.
All right. For the five people who are still listening to this... We were on a roll actually talking about catfish for a little while there. So catfish. Yeah, so right. Here we go. We're going to talk. I'm about to open this vitamin water that's cool blueberry and then lavender, and it makes me kind of nervous.
I don't like florally things in my food or in drink.
Not a fan. Just drink it. It doesn't taste like lavender. Tastes like blueberry. Okay, so let's do this. So you're gonna, let's have you take the stance of, you're sympathetic to the catfish. Yes or no, you're not sympathetic to the catfish. We'll both just hate the catfish.
Eventually.
Okay, you also sent me something a couple of weeks ago, like when we picked this. On a update on this guy, and then I couldn't find where the fuck you sent that. It was probably in our texting, and... There's no point to trying to find anything in our texting because we text too often. But I tried to look him up and I could not find anything. So I don't know what you did.
Interesting. I found quite a bit on him.
I can't fucking wait. So let's start here. So first of all, there's no Max this week. He's directing a movie called We Are Your Friends.
Big hit.
Never released in theaters, Jody. Do you want to guess what the Rotten Tomatoes score is on that?
Is there one at all?
Yeah, it's a 38%. Sounds high. Sounds a little high to me.
Yeah.
So, Neve had... This was, like, this little stint where, like, Max was away and, like, Neve had to have all these fucking co-hosts.
So he has terrible.
This co-host, Cassidy Wolf, who I looked up like on Reddit, like the catfish threads, and she is like, people fucking hate her. And I also hate her. She is the worst.
Former Miss Teen USA. I mean, you could stop me right there and be like, shut up.
Yeah, I don't care about your fucking opinion. Yeah. She does have personal experience with stalking, like a guy hacked into her webcam.
Wait, she didn't say anything about that. Are you kidding?
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah, she didn't
mention that at all.
No, she made sure to make it all about the other girl, not her. She didn't want to, take attention away from the girl. Yeah,
very humble, very humble, low key.
This girl, really. Oh my god. But then it's like, okay, I'm glad you're agreeing with me on this because, like, and I when I was reading these Reddit threads, I was like, okay, good. I'm not a bitch.
I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, I'm like, God, this
she
bitch.
She did have a stalker, so, like, she should have a reaction to this, but my God, I wanted her to just go away.
Tell us what she says happened to her. She was a victim. So, she legitimately was.
Yeah, she knows absolutely. I'm not taking that away from her. It must have been fucking terrifying. Like men are scary. Actually, before we even go into anything else, I'm gonna tell you guys about the shit. Did I tell you about my Plenty of Fish thing that happened last week?
What was that?
I didn't tell you that. I feel like I did.
Oh wait, hold on.
Somebody hacked into my Plenty of Fish account, and I was like, I was out walking dogs, and it was like ding, 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 and I was like, that's weird, because like, if you're on Plenty of Fish, or any of these websites, if you don't, like, log on for a few days, like, nobody's going to message you. Like, that's kind of how the algorithm happens. Like, if you're active, then people will message you. They'll see that you're active, and you'll be pushed more into, like, the whatever.
Okay.
But I hadn't logged into it until, like, you know, a couple weeks. I'm always logged in, but I hadn't ever, like, clicked on it for, like, ever, because I'm just over it. And I'm walking dogs, and it's just, like, ding, 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 all these messages from, like, these guys. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like looking at it. And as I'm looking at the messages, I'm watching a conversation happen between me and these guys.
Oh, my God.
And it's like,
God.
Hey, beautiful, what's going on? And the person that's pretending to be me is boring as fuck. They're like, hey, I live in Elmont. Like, she's, I'm much more fun to talk to than this girl. But it's terrifying because you can't cancel your fucking Plenty of Fish account unless you're at home on, like, a desktop computer.
Jesus,
you can't do it from your
that.
Fucking phone. And I don't give a fuck. Steal my fucking identity. I don't care. I think I'll... Oh, my goodness. Scouts
can be very protective of you.
I was more worried that... I always worry that it's something having to do with my ex-boyfriend because... Before I cut him off, we were still kind of trying to hang out. And every time we'd hang out, I would get, like, calls at 3 a.m. and, like, from, like, random Russian girls that he had, like, paid to have sex with or whatever, like, who would, like, call me at 3 a.m. and be like, I'm Raju's girlfriend, just so you know. And, like, and I'm fucking him. And I'd be like, okay, I don't, that's fine. Like, please don't call me anymore. So I was more worried that it was someone like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, driving home at 100 miles an hour because all I wanted to know was that Walter was okay. Because it's always what my fear is. You can take all my money out of my fucking bank account if you, like, want to. Just, like, I'm always just worried that, like, I'm going to come home
but
and,
baby.
Like, my cats or Walter are going to be, like, hurt or something. But anyway, I got home and he was fine. But, yeah, this Plenty of Fish thing happened. I think it was just, like, some Russian hacker who's, like... logging into my account and, like, trying to, like, get a hold of some guys and, like, trying to be like, hey, send me some money.
Is this, like, a Tinder hookup kind of app?
Plenty of Fish. Well, yeah, it's like OkCupid. It's not so much it's a hookup.
Oh, I thought Plenty of Fish was, like, an innuendo to a girl. Like, plenty of...
Oh, no, it's like this Plenty of Fish in the
you
sea.
Know. Oh, okay.
Jesus.
Ew. I was thinking much grosser. Okay. Got it.
Wow. So that just happened to me last week. I deleted the account.
Good.
Like, I'm not doing any of that anymore. Yeah, but it's, like, fucking, it is scary.
With
so
her
I'm
photo
not going,
and everything out there? That is freaking
no,
scary.
No, but she put on a different photo of, like, some 14-year-old girl.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was, like, driving. It's, like, super dangerous.
I'm
going to
get arrested. Like, am I going to get accused
I'm, like, of... I'm taking off the photo, and then, like, 2 minutes later, I'd look, and the photo's back on. And, like, I was changing all the, like the paragraphs about myself.
Like,
I'd be like, this
is
a hacked account.
In Moscow right now?
it was scary, but, like, I don't...
God.
Again, I don't care
as long
as Walter's
okay. Shut it down.
Yes. So I can't really, like, rag on this girl for, like, talking about it, because it is scary. It, like, there's nothing scarier, I think, to a girl than a guy stalking her, especially if you're a true crime lover like me and Jody. Like, a stalker is, like, probably the worst thing you could ever, like,
Yeah,
because
their crazy
imagine.
Mentality is going to be thinking of all the stuff that they can do. You can't outsmart a freaking psychotic
it's
stalker.
Terrifying. And, like, even if you get, like, a restraining order, like, they don't
Mm-mm.
give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
So this guy is in jail. The guy that was going after this Miss Teen USA, Cassidy Wolf, he hacked into her webcam and, like, then gave her, like, three options. Like, I hacked into your webcam, here's your three options. Skype for 5 minutes and do anything I ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Create a Snapchat. I didn't really understand what that was because I don't know really what Snapchat is. Or, give him better quality, like, naked pics. And I guess she just got him arrested. And the FBI got involved, and now he's in jail. So that's good.
Well,
but...
hold on one second here. Let me give you a little rundown, because I dove deep. And when I mean I dove deep,
all right.
I went right into his current LinkedIn profile. Oh, yes.
Oh, the stalker?
Yeah.
Is he out of jail now?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, Cassidy Wolf was a victim of sextortion after photographs of her were hacked and used in an attempt to blackmail her. The FBI ran a probe after Wolf reported a threatening email demanding a special performance for the hacker, who she suspected to be Jared James Abrahams, her former high school classmate. That detail we never heard. Wolf never created the video demanded, and on September 26, 2013, Abrahams surrendered to FBI agents in Orange County. In November 2013, Abrahams pleaded guilty to hacking over 100 to 150 women and installing installing the highly invasive malware Black Shades on their computers in order to obtain nude images and videos of them. It would like constantly live stream record it to his computer, even though they didn't know that he was watching them. Wow. One of his victims was a 14-year-old girl. On March 18th, 2014, Abrahams...
A 15-year-old girl?
Uh-huh, 14. Abrahams 14. Was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison. So he was actually...
Fuck that.
He was actually released in 2015. Jesus. And get this. So I found his profile. Whatever you want to call him, I will send this to you in a second. Complete baby face. Like, he looks like Nicole on 90 Day Fiancé boy version. His LinkedIn says Jared Abrahams, computer techie with hardware, software, and network experience. Recent graduate of California Technical Academy. And he goes on to explain how he has a strong interest in the IT industry, especially data science, machine learning. It's my dream to be able to utilize large volumes of data to help people better visualize and understand their line of work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, good. I'm so glad he has been rehabilitated. Not quite. Moral of the story here, and I wish that they would have said this at the end. I'm just going to say it now so I don't forget. The whole investigation comes out to say you have to put a piece of tape or block out something on your phone and on your computer camera because it's very easy for people to hack into your computer and be like watching you all the time. Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing to really watch in my house because I'm always in my bedroom and my
that's what else they would
literally just be watching my cat like taking a shit.
They would like be like, oh god, we don't want to see
that. Yeah, like I don't want to see this.
They'd be looking at my pregnancy nipples like, ooh, gross.
I feel like a stalker, like people like this. These are the people that like.
No, it's scary.
These are the people, like people that fucking sell cocaine or marijuana. Mm. Get them out of prison. Put stalkers back.
Yep.
Men don't understand what it's like to be a woman. It's like the most terrifying thing to be stalked. Like, yep. I truly do. I'm not even being actively stalked, but there's still like a possibility all the time, and I'm always kind of like living in fear. There's nothing worse for a woman than to like just live in constant fear that like anything could happen. Like you could, like every day I walk out to my car and when I see that my tires are not slashed, I'm like, happy. Yeah. But what am I going to do? Yeah. There's like literally, I just have to kind of live my life, whatever. Anyway, let's move on to the actual girl that's getting kind of catfished. Neve gets a weird submission request from the producers.
Is weird. You guys, hold on a second. What?
You guys see this? You guys seeing this? The way catfish work, because I've looked at a lot of, like, how does catfish actually work? Basically, the producers know everything from the get-go. Usually, it is the catfish that will submit. And then the producers will, like, go in. So, like, I do actually believe that Neve and Max don't know what's happening. Like, they're kind of just following a trajectory that the producers are kind of putting
on. Oh, that's cute. I think they know everything. They're really horrible actors.
Yeah, they kind of are. But anyway, so Neve's like, what is this? So there's a weird submission that, they got a submission from this girl, Courtney, who's like, oh, there's this guy who, I met and he's like weird. And then when we talked a lot, we had a lot of deep conversations and then he sent me a picture and all of his pictures on the app were like professional model pictures. But then when he sent me a picture on the phone, he looked completely different. So I cut him off.
This photo, I love that. He just giggled funny. What? How would you describe this photo that his name is Isaac sent to Courtney? The actual photo.
I actually think the photo that he sends is more attractive than the guy in like the regular in like the professional photos. I don't like blondes.
Well, I don't either, but I don't like. He looks like the human embodiment of a Bolshevik elf on the shelf. Like very.
That's very specific.
like a thin leather, almost a tap shoe, and the way he was leaning, very elf on the shelf.
Okay, well, this is the best picture this man has ever taken in his whole life, yeah. And he's using it like yeah. So the producers reached out to her, and they're like, Courtney, it's like, here's my phone number and my email. So they reach out to her, and she's like, I didn't send that email. Like,
That's not from me, but yes, I know this guy.
Yeah,
so it must be him. He must be sending you the email.
So he sent an email as if he was Courtney to, like, just because he was so desperate to meet her. So they call Courtney.
This is so weird.
They're like, hi, and, like, but every time Neve calls someone, he has to be like, by the way, there's no Max. It's this fucking annoying bitch. She's like, hi. Yeah, I'm Miss Teen USA, and I totally got hacked, too.
I know what you're going through. It's so hard. Because this so happened hard. To me, too. So
it reminds me of my experience. She, anyway, so what it comes down to is this guy is asexual. That's fine. And I don't judge that. Listen, after like, whenever I'm in a relationship after about 2 years, I pretty much become asexual too.
But it's weird because Courtney found Isaac online on this forum for people who are asexual.
Did she?
Yes.
I don't think so. No, they met on an actual app, but then Neve and this fucking Teen USA
found
him.
No, she knew he was asexual because I wrote down, her quote was, I'm open-minded, so I just decided to go for it.
Right, but she didn't meet him on an asexual website. He is on an asexual website that they found later.
Right.
But she met him on this regular app, like OkCupid or whatever, and then he did tell her, I am asexual.
And she was like, okay. Which right there, I'm like, right. I don't understand that.
It kind of sounds great to me.
Okay. All right, sure.
It's just a lot of cuddling and, like, you don't have to have sex. Ugh, I'm spotting right now. I have fucking cramps right now, Jody. It fucking hurts. He sent her a text. It was a different picture. She cut him off. Now she gets, like, random phone calls, which is fucking terrifying.
Yes. Yep.
And there's a thing now that I found out because all these Russian girls are calling me all the fucking time at 3 a.m. They'll, like, find... You can, like, call someone from, like, Google.
You can go to Google. You could put anything in on a phone. We had a teacher in service. And so, like, I could call you and I could have it say New York City Police Department. I could have it say whatever the hell.
Yeah, it happens to me all the fucking time. It's real fun. So,
I've gotten a phone call that says, that's from my own phone number that has my name. That says, like, Jody from this number is calling you. And I'm like, that's freaky. So, yeah, don't ever believe that shit.
No, I mean.
So, anyhow, how are we going to get to the bottom of this?
My life sucks right now. So they travel to meet her.
They have to fly together, but not before a little kooky airport. Slow walking, like I'm going down the stairs. Like they're like doing all these stupid outtakes. It's.
I think Neve would not fuck this girl. I think Neve is like you are. I think Neve is like ugh. She's so stupid.
He thinks he can do better.
What?
He thinks he can do better.
Well, I think he can do better. I think Neve actually does have like an actual personality that like. I mean, his own wife is very annoying.
Are you saying Miss Teen USA doesn't have a well-rounded personality?
Oh, my God, she is.
They get scholarships, Amanda.
Do they? To what?
I think. To what? Like dance school, maybe? I don't know.
I think Miss America, they get scholarships. Okay. I don't know if Miss Teen USA,
Let's hear it from you, beauty pageant contestants. Let's hear it.
I'm not ragging on beauty pageants. Well, I mean, I really don't agree with beauty pageants at all. Like, I think it's an insane thing that still happens. Like, I don't know why this exists in our society anymore.
So if I told you that my son was in...
A beauty pageant? I would love that. If your son was in a beauty pageant, I would think that's fucking awesome. if you told me your daughter was in a beauty pageant, like, I would just not even... I would... I would not believe you. I'd be like, no, you're joking. You're joking.
Although my son does have talent. I sent you a little video of him trying to do.
Oh my God. Jody sent me a video of him being like, yas queen. Or what is he doing? He's like, spill the tea.
Oh, spill the tea, sister. I don't know. It's something like the neighborhood kids say, like, spill the tea, sister.
But and Jody's like, that's no, do it better.
I did turn into stage mom. I'm like, would you give it some attitude? If you're going to do it like you mean it.
He does it three times. Jody screams at him each time. And then the third time he does it really well.
Then he nails it. I'm like, okay, yeah. Send it to Auntie Amanda. Right.
He's great at it. Okay, so where are we?
Okay, so they go to see Courtney, right?
Also, did you know that the houses that they go to are not ever their houses? They're like actual like fake houses with IKEA furniture?
Yes. And did you know that Cassidy was a victim of, of a catfish? I'm not sure if we talked about it, but she brings it up that the same thing happened to her, which, by the way, it did not. It is a completely different thing what happened to her than what's going on in this episode.
What happened to her is kind of worse, actually, for someone to hack into your camera.
Completely different. It's totally different. Well, but okay, Cassidy.
The best part is later when she starts crying about it. We'll get into it. So they talk to Courtney, who this episode is about. Mm-hmm. It's not about you, Cassidy. It's about Courtney.
You would know who Courtney is because she's standing behind Cassidy. She's like, guys, can I see the computer search that you're doing? The reverse Google search?
Isaac and Courtney. The episode is called Isaac and Courtney. They talk to Courtney. I don't know. Courtney's rocking the ombre. This is like at that 6 month period where ombre was in the hair, because like she has, but it's like dark. Like nowadays I think ombre is still in, but it's more like faded.
It's the balayage.
This is like
right.
Yeah, now like Courtney has just like brown hair up until about her shoulders, and then it's just blonde down to like her arms. Anyway, she's cute. She seems terrified. Like, that's the only read I get on Courtney, is that she just seems terrified. Yep. She wants this to be fucking over. Mm-hmm. So, he's like, Neve's talking to her, and he's like, Courtney's telling her the whole story, and Cassidy just keeps chiming in with like, this is really good for me, though, because this is going to help me.
This is really healing for me, because when this happened to me, I don't know if you know this, but someone catfished me, and you can tell Courtney's like, yeah, we got it.
Oh, no, Courtney is over it. She's like, shut up. Yeah. Your guy's in jail. Mine is still out there running around.
She's like, just let the guy freaking keep stalking me. I'm so, like, I'd rather that than you be here right now.
It's like, then you be around me. So, Cassidy and Max leave to investigate the situation. Mm. And Max, Neve, I don't know why I wrote Max. Neve. So they're checking all the webs. Neve is doing all the work. He's
first
like checking
they
the
set
websites.
Up another camera, which I hate when they do this, because they have the video camera taping them, and then they take out their little handy cam GoPro, like, hold on, we need to do this documentary style. Fuck off with that.
We don't need this. None of us need this anymore. So Neve's doing all the legwork, and the whole time Cassidy's like, this is so crazy.
This is creepy.
Oh my God.
This is so creepy.
He's such a creep, right? Like, he's a real creep, this guy. Max, or Neve is like, shut the fuck up. So they check the fake picture dating website. They find the real guy. His username is asexual.
Yes.
On some web. I don't know. They find... They don't do a lot of investigative work.
They always just drag
the
picture into the search, then it comes up.
And it works. Which is why, like, why do people not just do this?
I tried, and it doesn't
$5.
Work for me.
Oh, really?
That's why. It didn't work for me when I tried.
Well,
it.
You have to pay money. Well, but it's like $5. So they do this. But again, like, there's not a lot of investigation in this episode, because the guy has made himself quite available. Like, he set it up so that they can easily find him. So they do. Yeah. They find him. His like description on his profile for this asexual website lets his potential lovers know that he masturbates a lot.
A lot.
But he never, when he masturbates, he doesn't picture any naked bodies. He just pictures feet.
I guess so it's more about the art.
I picture the feet, I imagine them to be women feet. So I guess I'm straight. I'm not making fun of him either. I'm not making fun of this at all.
That's probably why he thinks of himself as asexual, because he's not thinking about the body. He's thinking about the toes.
I feel like he might. When you meet him later, it seems like he might just have like Asperger's or something.
Ding, ding, ding. That's what I diagnosed.
Again, no judgment. No. It seems like just hasn't had.
It's the missing puzzle piece that people just need to say.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yes. And nobody has guided him through the sexual awakening of. There's a way that he could. Anyway.
But he's not a first timer on TV, is he?
Did you get that part?
Was he on TV? No. Yes, he was. There was that whole thing where he was on some forum at GSU. Don't know what that stands for. Georgia State University.
Yeah.
He was a student there, and there's a forum for other students of the university to be on, and they were all talking about how he was on Judge Mathis because he was suing someone because he gave foot massages. And the person didn't pay.
A girl was renting a room in his house or something. And he lent her money in exchange for letting him give her foot massages. Mm-hmm. He lent her money, but then she never paid it back, so he sued her.
Right. And then he's also all over Craigslist because he's asking to give girls foot massages, which is creepy. It is. Super creepy. Now your eyes just lit up.
No, I know.
You're like, but I gotta tell you, after a long day.
Currently I have like such bad period cramps right now. I just want to die. I don't want anyone fucking touching me. They check out the casting email. I mean, whatever.
Stupid. They find out who he is.
Yeah, they find out. They found he was on Judge Mathis. Yes, they come. There's some forum they found where they're discussing him on Judge Mathis, and some girl named Carla commented on this, being like, I know this guy. I used to work with him. He's totally fucking creepy. So they contact Carla. Miss Teen USA is like, maybe we should contact Carla. Would that be crazy? And Maeve's like, shut up. Yeah. It's so... like, the whole time she's just like, oh my God, it's so creepy. So Carla calls back. She said they worked together. He was very strange. Then he left the job, and he was constantly texting and calling her. And then, like, one time she found out that he asked about her at work. And then the story he tells later, I kind of buy.
Like, I do too. I believe
that. That seems like that's about what happened. And this girl's just being fucking dramatic.
Yep.
That's
me sending you a picture of the elf on the shelf.
Okay. Okay, so they show Courtney. They all go skating.
Ice skating. What? Like
with Courtney's mom. What's
that?
With Courtney and her mom for some reason.
Literally, they're at the computer, and the next scene, someone's doing like a Christy Yamaguchi.
Yeah, like double axel.
I don't know, and it's her mom. Like, why are we? Is this an old timey?
I think they're just like, we need to fill time here because we don't really need to investigate this guy too much. So they show Courtney what they found.
His online profile. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Cassidy chimes in with like, oh my God, this is so...
Are you scared? Because it's just going to happen to me.
She sucks. She's like, this is really bad, Courtney. I'm actually scared for you. Like, look at my hands.
Yeah, she goes,
my hands are shaking. Like shaking. Courtney's like... I'm going to murder you. So, next day.
Oh, wait. We also find out that Isaac told Courtney that he never masturbated and he never had an orgasm. So,
she's like, that's what she hones in on. Yeah.
The fact that he's like a foot fetish.
She's like, he lied. He lied to me about the masturbation. Right. How dare he? So, the next day, they check in with Courtney and she says that she's like super fucking scared, but she wants to meet him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what I would want to do. I don't know what I would want to do. I would want the guy to be dead.
Well, you would have to at this point. I mean, Neve is there. Cassidy needs this. I guess, Cassidy needs it for closure. She needs this for her healing.
So they call Isaac, and Isaac's like, oh, yeah, hey, yeah, Neve. Yeah, hey, what's up,
dude? Oh, my God, thanks for reaching out.
Isaac's like, yeah, I mean, I'm totally normal. Me and Courtney, we're really close. We had deep conversations on the phone. I want to meet her, and I just needed your help. He's like, I just didn't know how else to do it. Mm-hmm. And so Neve's like, you know, I just feel like, it seems like she made it pretty obvious she didn't want to talk to you, and this is, like, kind of borderline obsessive. And Isaac's like, I just want one chance, like, one date. Oh. Cassidy, so they got off the phone, Cassidy's like, I don't know. I feel like something's really just off with this guy. By me. She's like,
this is really weird. Okay, Neve, just hear me out, but I feel like something's off. I mean, I just get this feeling sometimes, and I'm just listening to my gut, and something just doesn't seem right. It's like I just wanted to take a shoe and just, like, throw it at her head. Like, really? Something might be off. You're just now getting a little whiff of eeriness. Like,
shh, shh.
Exactly. Put your finger on her mouth.
Sit there, keep wearing your puffy vest, and shut the fuck up. Right. All right, so, anyway, they meet Courtney, and they text Isaac to meet in the park in 30 minutes. So Isaac tells them that he's meeting Jim by the pond, which this is always so funny to me, because it's like, whenever they're like, there's a car is there. Is that them?
Oh, no.
But it's like, then they go and find the person and they're already mic'd up and, like, their face isn't blurred. So it's like, they've clearly signed waiver.
Is that you?
So they go and they make, and, like, the camera, like shaky. Basically just, the camera just shows us, like, his dick first, basically. It's like,
it's like Blair Witch style. Like, oh. Yeah,
zoom up to Isaac's face. And he's like, he's logistically good looking, but I think he just is autistic. He looks like
Ryan Edwards in that scene at the park. He looked Ryan Edwards light.
I guess, like,
he did.
Ryan is way hotter than this guy, though. Ryan can get like, it. If he this guy did, cannot
he
get
looks
it.
Like a low tone, slender Ryan Edwards back in the day.
I can get, like, the feeling of it, like, where he's just, like, yeah, like, it's like, if, oh, actually, I wrote, he reminds me of Mr. Boston from I Love Money, the guy that picks his nose, and he, like, he puts on the bikini, remember, the white guy, the white, Mr. That. Boston,
okay, all right,
okay,
well, he thought he looked like the photo that he sent,
yeah, he's like, I thought the pictures looked similar enough, and, he's like, I didn't want my pictures to get online for anyone to do whatever they wanted. I'm like, okay, so, like, that's, like, cute that he thinks that, but, like, me, okay, so I am.
Well, it's hypocritical, first of all. Like, you're going to go and search everyone else's photos, but don't use yours.
But, like, I don't really even worry about this. And, like, I just got catfished, but, like, it's, like, no one's going to do anything to your pictures, dude. Like, the person that that logged into my Plenty of Fish changed my picture. So.
Like, wiped it off the motherboard. Yeah.
They're like, let's put a young, attractive girl on here now.
No, I see what you're saying. Like, they're not going to steal his photo to catfish someone
they're
else.
They're not
right?
going to do anything bad with it. Right. So he's like, I'm just, Neve asks why he liked Courtney. And, as they're walking toward him, Courtney, like, needs to take a break. Mm. She's like, I just need a second. And Miss Teen USA is like, I'm just so nervous for you. Like, this is.
I'm just so nervous for you. I mean,
for you. But I mean, I'm having a real reaction to this. So anyway, Courtney's not saying anything. She's like, I'm not going to say anything. So Neve asks why he liked Courtney so much. And the guy says, like, oh, well, I mean, she's open-minded and she's beautiful.
I got a little jealous right there. I was like, oh, my God, no one's ever said that about me.
Oh, my God. I'm sure your husband says that about you all the time when he talks about you to people.
Not really.
I say that about you all the time.
Oh, thank you. Well, good news, because I'm asexual, too. So. And I'm also interested in a non-sexual relationship with a woman. Much like Isaac, so that's perfect.
Okay, so Isaac's like, yeah, I'm in massage school, and I have a portable table. And then he's like, you guys are the only ones talking. I want her to talk. I want to get to know Courtney. I want Courtney to talk. So they take a break.
Wait, hold on. You missed a very important detail. He says he's about to graduate for the fourth time. And he follows that up with a beat, and he's like, massage therapy school. So it's like, oh, okay. We're not talking about, like, a master's, like a higher education. When you say we're about to graduate for the fourth time, you're thinking, like, oh, do you have four majors or four degrees? No. For massage therapy school. And he's like, yeah. And then he says he has a table, like you said, in his car.
Yeah.
And they're like, right now? Like, you bring it to people's houses? And he's like,
I think he always has it on him, yeah. They take a break and they walk away, and Cassidy's like, yeah, I can't get a good read on him. It's like, no one's asking you to get any read on anyone. Shut up.
Well, she's like, this is just, I don't really know how this is going to go or what to say, because I didn't get a chance to confront my stalker. So I just don't know what I'm going to do with this. Like, I just don't even know what to say. And Courtney's like, sitting there, like, hyperventilating, like,
right?
Is he going to follow me home?
I'm like, you can't get a read on this guy. The read I automatically get from this is he's a fucking sociopath. Or he's, like...
He has some kind of autism spectrum. Yeah.
Which I don't judge. No. But, like, it's, like...
One of them should have said that. You can't get a read on him? And I feel like this wasn't that long ago that someone could have... maybe been a little compassionate about that situation.
Is it okay to bring that up on Catfish, though? Like, he might have... Like, that guy seems like he might have Asperger's.
Maybe ask him? I don't... Well, I'll talk to him later.
Anyway. I don't know if that's an appropriate question to ask anyone. meanwhile, as Cassidy is complaining about how she can't get a good read on this guy, Isaac is over there with the camera crew whining that Max isn't there. He's like, I couldn't even get Max. He's like, who's this girl? He's like, I couldn't even get Max. I thought I was going to get Max. And I'm over here like, I agree. Like, yeah. We're all with you, Isaac. We're all on your side on that.
So, insult to injury. Cassidy's got like boots up to her knees on. So, you know, he's like really pissed.
Of course. He can't get a good read on those feet. So Courtney goes back and she's like really nice to him. And she's like, I just don't want to be friends with you because you kind of went over the line and you impersonated me. Like, please leave me alone. This is what's unfortunate about women. Because, like, remember when I told you about that guy that Walter hated and then we went out for that, like, 5-minute date and, like, he drove, like, crazy and he might have been drunk at, like, noon?
Oh, God.
And then I was like, it's all me. Like, this is how women have to fucking be. Right? We have to be like, it's my fault. Like, I'm sorry. Just, like, if you could just, like, you know, not talk to me. Like, that's what sucks, is that women can't be like, I don't like you. Leave me the fuck alone. Because if you say that to a guy, they're going to fucking stalk you.
I was just
going to
say it's going to be worse. Right.
Yes. Fucking sucks. I hate men so much. Isaac asks for forgiveness. And Courtney says that she has compassion for his situation. And she's like, there might be hope for you. Like, if you're honest from the get-go. But again, she shouldn't have to be compassionate to him. He's fucking terrifying her. She's like, so they get back in the car.
Oh, God.
And Neve's like, Courtney, how do you feel about this? What happens?
Cassie just bursts out in tears. It's like, I just never got this own moment. So for me, this is almost like it's happening to me because I never got this closure.
This reminds me of my guy. It just reminds me, and I never got over it. He's in jail. You are fine.
And it's really funny because isn't Cassidy in the back seat? So it's like Courtney and Neve in the front seat, and Cassidy's like squeezing through like the armrest,
and she's like
crying.
And they're like, what's wrong, Cassidy?
Again. Like when they look at each other, make eyes like, okay, he's gonna ask you, okay, like, do you need anything?
She's like, he has so many personality traits like my stalker, which, they're all the same. They're all like this. They're all weirdos, like John Hinckley. They're all like this. They're all weird guys.
Okay, well,
probably undiagnosed. Okay.
Here's a little twist to the story. Not surprising. Right. Guess what people were talking about with Cassidy's stalker? He also is allegedly on the autism spectrum.
What a shocker.
I know, crazy, like, right?
So is John Hinckley.
So I do understand when she said shares a lot of the same personality traits, but just hold on a second.
Yeah, I think they're like that. That these are the kind, and like the guy that killed John Lennon. Like, it's just, it's these people, like, they're, I'm not going to get into the whole thing about, like, mental illness in America and how it needs to be addressed better and, like, all of that.
Yeah.
And how, like, if I actually had a vote, I don't because I'm Canadian, but, like, that might be, like, the first thing I go after is, like, somebody who's, like, actually promoting, like, mental illness because it's, like, so fucking, like, looked normal down upon.
And, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, let's fucking talk about it. Also gay rights. Anyway, so Neve and Cassidy next.
That's so funny. Also gay rights.
Also gay rights. That's actually, world peace. Actually kind of number one for me, but I guess mental illness. Okay, so Neve and Cassidy the next day. Courtney's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm good. I'm really good. If he comes back, it's fine. I'll do it on my own.
Yeah, so the next day, Neve and Cassidy want to get some closure on this, so they go back and, like, they're like, can we meet with you, Isaac? And they meet with him, and Cassidy's like, I just want to let you know, because, like, you seemed, like, really confused as why I'm here, and I just need to tell you that this happened to Mick, and that's why I'm here, and it's, like, really, like, scary. So,
and he's like, I hope you're not thinking that I would have done that to you, because that's really strange. He really does say this. Yeah. He's like, that's really scary. Like, I would never, ever in a million years do that. I hope you don't think that.
He kind of, like, explains some stuff, which I'm on the fence of. Like, I kind of believe it.
I do believe the coworker thing. He's like, blown out of proportion.
Yeah. He's like, I showed up to work and I was talking to people and I happened to ask, oh, where is Carla here? And I'm sure that's what happened because this is what fucking girls do and this is what people do. They'll be like, oh my God, Isaac was here and he asked about you.
Yeah,
like,
he has no social intelligence skills. Yeah, so he doesn't know. So he probably could have been asking 18 different people, but it's not because he wants to, like, corner her and rape her.
Right.
It's because he just has no idea how to deal with talking
really
to people.
It's actually very sad. Yeah. I mean, I'm not excusing the stalking because stalking is fucking terrifying, but, like, I hope this guy, like, it would be lovely if somebody watched this episode who's, like, a social worker or something and, like, reached out to him and was like, here, let me teach you how to interact with people a little better.
Well.
Like, stuff. Okay, you got some updates. That's the end.
You absolutely can find him on Twitter. He is, I swear I sent it to you. It's like Isaac Muzak or something like that.
I didn't know what you were sending me because I hadn't watched it at that point, so.
Okay, well, if you scroll way back, you can find his first name. It's like Isaac something with an M. He has a website, and it just says, I just sent you a screenshot of the website. At the top, it says, Home About Experience Press Professional Experience, and it just says, Hello, I am Isaac, period. I get my inspiration all over the world.
Yeah, he's autistic. Like, he's probably
his mission
harmless.
Is something about massaging people, but also teaching corporate things? Question mark.
I mean, I'm not going to give him a pass because he might be a total creep, but, like, what is this Jared Abrahams you send me?
That's Cassidy's guy.
Oh, my God, that is Nicole.
That's literally Nicole from
90 Day Fiancé. Wow.
We're going to post this in
you put a wig on this
Facebook
guy,
groups.
That's Nicole, yeah.
Right. Baby face. But can't you kind of put the, like, maybe Asperger possibility out there when you're looking at him there? Like, okay, that kind of makes sense now. Again, not excusing it. It's scary. Yeah.
And we're not making fun of Asperger.
No.
Like, I did when
I...
I think it makes sense.
It's like showing compassion to these people.
Like,
they just
never
learned.
They don't know how to, like, express their fucking sexuality. When I did... when I was a teacher, I taught this kids camp one year, and I gave the lead of the show to this autistic kid because his memory
kid
was
with
so
autism.
Insane.
You put the person before the...
Okay, this child
okay, we know
with
what you
autism.
Mean. Yeah, yeah.
And
sure
he, his voice was perfect because he had perfect pitch. Because, like, and he could memorize, like, the word... Like, he could memorize every fucking word. He knew everyone else's lines.
Aww.
And I was like, I'm giving this part to this kid.
Because
he can fuck... He's going to fucking rock this shit. And it was, like, really, like... It was, like, inspirational, like, for myself to watch this.
Aww.
So, like, I'm not ragging on people with autism.
No.
They're... Like, that was awesome.
Honestly, that's probably, like, some of my favorite students. where my kids were on the spectrum. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little secret that I've never told anyone. So when I was teaching, we would have student council representatives, one boy, one girl from each class. And we would do, like, the blind vote. People put their names in. If, you know, did you want to do it? And if there was ever a kid that, I just thought, like, they're probably never going to get another chance. You know, like, no one's going to probably vote for them later. Or some of the kids with special needs. Or the kids who could really go either way. Like, this kid could be a leader or he could be a real asshole, like, troublemaker. Sure. I would totally, like, rig the vote and give it to those kids.
I would.
But some of them, I'm
like, judging you about it at all.
Yeah, one of them who I was really, really concerned for, I think Chris Farley, younger, like, looked like him, sounded like him, same like build.
Like, needed Ritalin, like, should have
been
on Ritalin.
Yes, sweet as could be, like a teddy bear on the inside, but he had his moments. I totally made him student council representative, and he was so fucking cute. Like, he would go with his clipboard and, like, report to the class, and, like, it was the cutest thing ever. You just need to give these kids a chance to, like, know themselves.
Shine, to have a moment. Yeah.
So, anyway, maybe you call him up. I think he is in the New York area. Let him give you a back massage.
Who, this guy?
Yeah. Give him a chance.
I'll take a massage. If he wants to pay me to massage me, I'll fucking take it. Are you ready to
He's not
going to
have sex with you. You know that.
I don't want it right now. Right. I have fucking horrible period cramps right now. Calling him up today. All right, let's pick a... Okay, so 1 through 11.
All right, let's go 3.
Okay, we have a... Oh, Deidre Delozier. Okay, it's probably very wrong. She said, hello, girls, Leah voice. Love this podcast and the concept of requesting shows. I'm a big fan of both of you and listen to all the podcasts on the reg. Aww. The episode, ooh, I'm excited for this. The episode I would like y'all to recap is My Big Fat Fabulous Life. Have you ever seen this show?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
I have seen a couple episodes.
We're going to have to, we need to just make a vow right now to not fat shame ourselves while we're talking about this.
No, okay? No, it's not like
we
that at all.
We won't, okay, good.
No, the show's not like that
maybe
at all.
Maybe we'll feel better about ourselves after we
Yeah, do you know who this girl is, though? The girl in the show?
I don't know anything about it.
Hold on, let me just.
Is it a reality show or is it scripted?
No, it's a reality show on TLC. And she is the girl, do you remember probably, 6-7 years ago, I bet, there was a viral video and it was like an overweight fat woman like dancing her heart out.
No.
I think if you see it, you'll get it. But that was her.
Okay, but she that's
and then
her.
She
okay.
got a show from it, yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there is
okay, well,
some sassy gay friends.
Oh, I can't fucking wait. Okay, yeah. Well, we're doing season 5, episode 9, called 1K at a time. Said, Jody, I remember you having some opinions about
yes!
Whitney Waythor. And I would love to hear you guys both weighing in on her attitude toward life.
I think I recapped this episode 1K at a time.
Oh, cool. So I like the show. I'm curious to see if Amanda's ever seen it. No, I haven't. Thanks for all the hard work, you two, and keep us entertained. Your number one Arkansas friend, Deidre.
Oh, Arkansas.
All right, Deidre. Well, we will deliver next week for you.
Former President Clinton was from Arkansas, right? My American history major friend. Come on, Amanda.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
No.
All right. What?
Let me ask you, Bill Clinton, could he get it? Could he get a little bit of that cooch?
Have you ever seen the interview with Barbara Walters with her and Monica Lewinsky? Because it's kind
of
sexy. I like masturbated after I watched it.
Ew. For Monica?
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Yeah, because she like talks about like how like they meet in like private and like
I guess,
this and that.
I think Bill Clinton, he's not hot. There is a sex appeal about him.
I think, Donald Trump is.
No.
Can Barack Obama get it?
Wait, you think he can?
No, I don't think, I said Donald Trump aside, any president could probably get it.
No, Carter? No.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, so you're really just talking about Obama and Clinton.
I'm just talking about Obama and Clinton.
You're basically just talking about those two.
And I don't like that one before with the AIDS thing, who like sucked with the AIDS
Reagan?
Issue. Yeah, Reagan. Fuck him.
Okay, what about like Thomas Jefferson?
Fuck him and his wife.
Okay, so no, we're really... All of them
can
get
it. How about Richard Nixon?
No.
Jump right. You can grab me by the pussy if you want.
And with that, we're going to peace out on the helicopter, right?
Yeah. We're really on the right side of politics, we promise, guys. All right.
We covered
that's
autism
it for total work.
Presidential P-U-S-S-Y.
It's always a fever dream. Whenever I listen back to these, I'm like, oh.
I forgot about
like
that
we
part.
Said, I forgot I said any of that. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us tell your fans. And that's it. We'll see you next week, I guess.
Bye.
Maybe. Bye.